of you that have minded the Lord as you felt like He has touched your heart to give testimony for Him. And we praise the Lord for that tonight. My heart's been helped. And I want to look now to the Word of God and try to be a help to you tonight here in this midweek service. And I want to look tonight in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 25. And Sister Joni mentioned those sacrifices and things. She talked about Leviticus. I started getting nervous. I thought she was going to preach my sermon. Amen. We're going to look at Leviticus chapter number 25. And then I want to look in Luke chapter number 4. And I want to be very quick and get to where we want to go tonight. And I'll be as brief as I can in the message and really have enough content here tonight to really split this into two messages, but we're going to be doing the best we can to try to condense that and give you what's on our heart tonight. Leviticus chapter number 25, and then we're going to look in Luke's gospel at chapter number 4. And I want to invite you to stand tonight as we look at the Word of God. And Leviticus 25, and look with me if you will in verse number 8, and then we're going to go over to Luke chapter number 4. And we'll read one verse there. Leviticus chapter number 25 and verse number 8. And the Bible says, "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, and 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement. Shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you. And ye shall return every man into his possession, and ye shall return every man into his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gathereth the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the jubilee, and it shall be holy unto you, and you shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession." Now I want you to look in Luke's gospel, chapter number 4. I want you to look in verse number 16. The Bible says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up," speaking of Jesus, "and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" You can be seated this evening, and let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, I thank you, God, for every song, and Lord, for every testimony, Lord, of your grace and your goodness tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to do the same, Lord, in the preaching tonight. I pray that you'd help us to make much of Jesus, Lord, to exalt and to magnify your Son tonight, Lord, whereby you may be pleased. I pray, Lord, that the will of God would be accomplished in this message, and Lord, that you do with it as you see fit. I pray that you'd minister to our hearts as only you can, and Lord, I pray that you draw us closer to yourself. Help us, we ask it. Forgive us where we failed and where we've sinned against you. Cleanse us and help us, anoint us and use us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When we go to Leviticus chapter number 25, that's really our text verse tonight, and that's where we're going to spend much of the message tonight. But in your hearing tonight, we read some verses concerning the year of the Jubilee. Now, as it was laid out in the Scripture, we know that God lays it out for Moses, and he is to lay it out to the people of God, that there were to be days that were set aside to commemorate some things. He opens in verse number 8, and he talks about the 7 Sabbath years, and 7 times 7 years in the space of those 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And so 49 years the Sabbath was to be hallowed. The Sabbath was to be observed, not only just one day out of the week was to be a Sabbath. But then every seventh year there was a Sabbath where the Israelites were commanded to let the land rest, just as God ceased from His labor in creation. They were to cease in the laboring of their sowing and their reaping. And God said that in that sixth year that He would give them 3 years of increase that they could put away and have a surplus going into the following year of harvest. And so there was a time that was set aside. And for 49 years, these Sabbaths were to be observed. But then the Bible tells us in verse number 9 that there was a year of Jubilee. There was a trumpet that, or silver trumpets rather, that were to be sounded upon the Day of Atonement. And it would be liberty for the nation. It would be liberty for the people. Several things would happen concerning this. If there was a debt that was owed, that debt would be forgiven. If there was someone who had had to sell themselves into servanthood or servitude or slavery, they would be allowed to go back to their family. And that really this was a time of things being restored and a time of people being able to get things back. Whenever we consider this time of Jubilee, I think about this first of all. This was a time of celebration. It was a time to enjoy the fruit of the harvest. Amen. It was a time to look and see how God had blessed them and how God had been good to them and how God had been faithful to them. And they saw how they were fruitful as a result of God's blessing. It was connected with the Sabbath, and they were to, in essence, worship God and set this time aside to commemorate what God has done. And so it was a time of celebration. And then not only was it a time of celebration, it was a time of liberation. As we said, prisoners were set free, debts were forgiven. And this was not only connected with the Sabbath, but this was also connected with the Day of Atonement. Amen. There was liberty that was proclaimed all throughout the land in connection with that high priest going in on that national day of sacrifice. And so we find it was a time of celebration. It was a time of liberation. But then this year of Jubilee was a time of expectation. It was time to look back and reflect, but it was also a time to look forward and to rejoice. Amen. There was a year of Jubilee that was to come upon the nation, and they certainly would celebrate when that came. But what the Sabbath and what those Sabbath years and what this year of Jubilee really commemorated, it commemorated the idea of that there was a great eternal rest that was to come. When they could cease from their labors, no longer would they have to plan and to sow. No longer would they have to reap and harvest. They could cease from their labors, and there would be a kingdom that would be established. Amen. Thank God. Listen, there is a time of eternal rest that can only be realized in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. He is the fulfillment of all Old Testament promises as well as the feast days. He is the fullness of all the Godhead bodily. Everything has its culmination and its completion in Him tonight. Amen. Everything points to Him. All things were made by Him, and all things were made for Him. You say, what is life really all about? What is this thing all about? This earth spins round day after day and year after year. What is the meaning of life, and what is it all about? Listen, it's all about Him tonight. Amen. Listen, long after the calendar's gone, and we no longer have to look at a watch that rules our days, no longer will we have to work and toil and labor. Oh, but thank God, one of these days after a while, we'll be able to settle down and rest forevermore because of that great Jubilee that is to come. Amen. And Jesus steps out in Luke chapter number 4 at the beginning of His ministry. And after being tempted in the wilderness, fasting for those 40 days, overcoming the devil by the word of God, He comes there to the place of His boyhood where He grew up. And as His custom was, He went into the house of God, into the synagogue that day. He stood up to read publicly, as was the custom. People were allowed to come and to read the word of God. And He goes to Isaiah chapter number 61, and He proclaims that year of the Lord. Amen. That time of liberty. liberty. And he tells them, after he reads the text, he gives the scroll back to the minister or the rabbi, and he proclaims in their hearing that this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. They couldn't believe what they heard. They were amazed and astonished that this man stood up and said that he was the fulfillment of God's word, that he was the fulfillment of scripture, and what Jesus was talking about and what Jesus read out of Isaiah chapter number 61 was that jubilee that was to come, that time of eternal rest. Amen. I want to preach on this thought for just a few moments tonight in the remaining time that we have. I want to preach on Jesus and the jubilee. Jesus and the jubilee. I want to show you tonight how he is the fulfillment of this year of jubilee. He is the culmination. He is the sum of what those Jews did not understand. They didn't realize what they were looking for. But thank God, in this age of grace, it's been realized. Amen. Thank God, in this age of grace, we understand that it is all about Jesus. And I'm glad that we can take the Old Testament, we can connect those dots, those things that were veiled to us, those things that are shadows to us. We can look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can connect those dots, and no longer do we have to just wonder at a shadow, but thank God tonight we can marvel in the substance of the word and the promises of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It really is all about him tonight. Amen. He really is the one that this thing is all about. Amen. As we consider this jubilee tonight, I want you to think about this year of the jubilee, and I want you to see Jesus in it in regards to redemption. In regards to redemption. If you look here in the Word of God, I want you to notice there in verse number 9, the Bible says, "Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land." Amen. You know, that day of atonement, that offering was a little bit different. We know that there were two goats that had been raised that would be presented, and lots were cast, or what, maybe we could say it like this, a dice was rolled, or some way was to determine which goat had which part in the sacrifice. One goat would be sacrificed. He would be the sin offering. Amen. That blood would be shed for the sins of the nation of Israel, of the people of God. And then there was another goat. He was what was called the scapegoat. Amen. After that one goat was sacrificed and blood was shed, that blood would be offered there on the mercy seat, and that great high priest would come, and he would place his hands on the head of that scapegoat and confess the sins of the people of God, as to take those sins from that slain goat and put them on that living goat. And the Bible says that a fit man, a strong man, and a man who was able would come out and carry that goat out into the wilderness, and he would release that goat out there in the wilderness, never to be seen or heard from in the camp of Israel again. Hey, can I tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our sacrifice tonight. Amen. He is that one that was slain. His blood was shed there on Calvary. And not only was he the sacrifice, but he is the scapegoat. Amen. We were guilty. Amen. And he looked to the Father and he said, "I'll take their blame." Thank God, in him was no guile, in him that knew no sin. Thank God he became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But it's better than that tonight. He wasn't just the sacrifice, and he wasn't just the scapegoat, but thank God he is the servant of God. He is that fit man who took our sins to release them out into the wilderness. And thank God, listen, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament economy that our sins are as far as the east is from the west. Job mentions them being sewed up in a bag. I think it was Micah that mentioned them being in the depths of the sea and behind God's back. But can I tell you, under grace, under the New Testament economy, it's far better than that. They're not as far as the east is from the west. They're not in the depths of the sea. They're not behind God. They're not sewed up in a bag. You say, where are they? They are gone tonight. Amen. They've been washed away. They've been done away with by the blood of the Lamb tonight. Amen. He was a sacrifice. He's a scapegoat. But He is the Savior. He is the servant of God tonight. Amen. The only one fit to make an offering for sin. The only one worthy to be the scapegoat. The only one who is able to carry our sins far away, never to be remembered nor recorded again. Amen. And so this year of Jubilee was always in connection with the Day of Atonement. The nation could not experience this freedom, and they could not experience this liberty outside of the sacrifice of the great high priest. And so we see the Jubilee and Jesus in relation to redemption. But then I want you to think about it in relation to the reach. Amen. The reach. How far does it go? How wide does it span tonight? Look at what the Word of God says there in verse number 10. He said, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty," notice this, "throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Amen. There was to be liberty throughout the land. I'm glad tonight nobody was left out. Amen. It wasn't for this group or that group or this people group or that people group. It wasn't just for the priesthood. It wasn't just for the religious hierarchy tonight. But thank God the Jubilee was proclaimed all throughout the land. Amen. Listen, the reach of the Jubilee was as wide and as far as the atonement was. Amen. Just like that priest went in, and thank God he offered the blood and he confessed the sin of that whole nation, from the baby to the eldest, amen, from the wealthy to the poor, from the low down and out to those in higher society tonight, amen. Thank God the reach went far and wide, amen. And I'm glad tonight that the gospel that we preach, it's not just to a select few, it's not just to one people group or another, but I'm glad tonight it is a whosoever will gospel. Thank God he said whosoever will can come, and let him drink of the water of life freely. Amen. Tonight, thank God we've got liberty to love God. We've got the freedom to love God. It's a wonder of wonders that God would ever love us. Oh, but think about one of the great miracles of salvation is that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can love God back. Amen. It's a miracle that He'd ever love me. Oh, but it's a miracle that I could ever love Him. Didn't know how to love God. Didn't know how to love anybody else, didn't even have that capacity in my heart. Oh, but thank God He made me a new creature, and He made me a new man inside out. And thank God He put the love of Christ deep down inside. Of the things that I used to hate, I love them, and the things that I loved, I used to hate. And thank God we can love God because of Christ. We can love God. We can live for God tonight. Amen. We've got the liberty to live for God. You know, liberty tonight is not about what you can get away with. Liberty is not about how you can kind of skate by the skin of your teeth and enjoy just as much of the world and just as much of your sin as God will allow you to tonight. No, listen to me. Liberty is for living for God and living for Christ tonight. Amen. We've got the freedom to do that. No longer bound by sin. No longer in sin's chains. No longer dead in trespasses and sins. But thank God we are alive unto Christ. We are dead and crucified under this world, and we have the liberty to live for God. We've got liberty to love God. We've got liberty to live for God, and we have liberty to serve one another tonight. Amen. Thank God God will give us the grace, amen, to lock arms with those that get on our nerves and lock arms with those that maybe we have some opinion about tonight. Amen. And don't get hung up on everybody's quirks. You've got them too. Amen. It just might be that you get on their nerves tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you what the grace of God will do. The grace of God will take people from all different walks of life, different personalities tonight, different persuasions and different opinions, and by the common denominator of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God, He'll make us fit for the service of God. And thank God we can work together for the honor and the glory of God tonight. Amen. The reach of that Jubilee, amen. Every area of our life we can have victory in, we can have freedom in, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done tonight. I see redemption, I see the reach, but then I see the return tonight. Notice in verse number 10, again the Bible said, "It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession tonight." His possession. You understand tonight what was lost in sin and what was lost in Adam tonight. Amen. I was reminded by a post somebody today that everything that Adam lost tonight has been restored and returned in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Adam had dominion and he lost it. Amen. Adam had authority over creation and he lost it. Adam had a good relationship with God and he lost it. Amen. And for everything that Adam lost and plunged this world and plunged humanity under a curse, thank God it has been restored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He restored what we lost in Adam. Amen. And he gives us the opportunity tonight to redeem that lost time. Amen. Boy, you think about the opportunities that were squandered while you were lost and undone without Christ. Think about the opportunities, the wasted years living in sin tonight. But I tell you what the Apostle Paul commands us to do. He said that we are to redeem the time because the day are evil. Amen. There's nothing you can do about lost time serving God. There's nothing you can do about wasted years and mistakes. They've already happened and they're already gone. Oh, but I'm glad, thank God, you can change today and you can determine tomorrow because the Lord Jesus Christ can return those lost years. He can restore what the canker worm ate up. He can restore what sin took from you. He can give you some of your innocence back tonight. Amen. No matter how far you've gone, no matter what you've done tonight, hey, I'm telling you, you can still serve the Lord with gladness and still serve the Lord with joy, and you can forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. Thank God he has returned unto us what Adam lost tonight. Amen. We see the redemption, the reach, and the return. Every man was returned unto his possession, and his possession was returned unto him. But I think about this tonight. I think about the reunion. Notice what the Word of God goes on to say in verse number 10 there. He said, "And ye shall return every man unto his family." Amen. Think about those men that because of their debts, they had to sell themselves into servitude. Amen. The Bible tells us this, that those individuals would have to serve as a slave or an indentured servant. And they had a time they could serve for no more than 6 years. That master or that householder could not impose upon them any longer than 6 years. And so they would serve themselves, or sell themselves rather, into that servitude for 6 years, and on the seventh year they were declared to go free. Amen. And we understand that they had different options by declaring that they loved their master and things of that nature, but 6 years was the limit, and on the seventh year they were let loose. But thank God, imagine this. Here's this man, he's serving and he knows that the year of Jubilee is coming up. Amen. He's maybe halfway through his tenure, halfway through his service. He's 3.5 years through that thing, and thank God the year of the Jubilee comes along. You say, what happens to the rest of the time? It's expunged. Amen. It's done away with. Amen. The penalty is gone and the debt was forgiven tonight. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you imagine as he has joy in his heart because the Jubilee was proclaimed. Hadn't seen his wife and kids in 3 years, but because of the Jubilee, because the high priest went in there and offered that sacrifice and those silver trumpets sounded. Boy, I'm telling you, it was like a blast that went all throughout the nation. No longer was he bound by chains. No longer was he subservient to that master. Oh, but thank God there was liberty proclaimed and he could be reconciled with his family. You know what Christ has done tonight and what Christ can do and what he's able to do in your life and what he's able to do in society. I'm glad Jesus tonight can restore broken homes. I'm glad he can put marriage marriages back together. There may be somebody in here tonight, before you got saved, you were on the brink of splitting up. Your family was about to be shattered into a million pieces. But God, amen, the preacher preached Christ unto you. And thank God now you really know what it is to love a wife and to love a husband and love your children. Thank God it's all because of Jesus tonight. And thank God there is a glad reunion day coming because of what Christ has done tonight. Amen. His people are reconciled tonight. Christ has reconciled us to God. And but because of Christ, one of these days we'll be in the presence of God. Brother Sam, no doubt you're talking about your mother tonight. Amen. We've all got loved ones on the other side. We've all got people that we've lost, and they're not lost, amen. They've just gone home, and thank God there is a glad reunion day. I'm telling you, I got a preaching pawpaw over there, and I've got cousins who died early, amen. Thank God they were saved, and they left this walk of life early because of choices that they made. Oh, but I'm glad tonight that there is a glad reunion day. Thank God we'll be reconciled, our family and our friends. And our loved ones and those that we've labored in the Lord for. Oh, but better than that tonight, thank God we're going to see the face of the one who bled and died for us. Amen. Of the one who we've been reconciled with down here. Thank God faith will become sight. And we'll finally see him one of these days. Amen. There's going to be a glad reunion day because of what Jesus Christ has done. And I'm done right here tonight. Amen. There's a great time of rest. There's redemption. There's reach. There's a return. There's a reunion. But there is a great time of rest tonight. Notice what the Word of God says in verse number 11. He said, a jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gathereth the grapes in it of thy vine under us. For it is the jubilee. And it shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Whenever we look at these Old Testament promises, and whenever we look at these Old Testament feast days, ultimately they remind us of this. They point to His coming. They point to His kingdom. You think about that Sabbath day. Every seventh day, they were required to rest. Every seventh year, there was a Sabbath year where they were to let the land rest, and they were to rest in that year. And then every seventh month on that Jewish calendar, there was what was called the Feast of Tabernacles. That Feast of Tabernacles commemorated the time spent in the wilderness as they wandered in their wilderness journeys, as God led them about through a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. It ultimately points to the millennial reign of Christ. Amen. Where that nation will rest. Amen. They'll finally be in that promised possession which God hath given them in Abraham. Amen. And then finally, here on that 50th year, there was the Jubilee. Amen. That year of rest where they could lay down their plowshares, where they didn't have to sow, but they could reap off of the previous year's work and the previous year's labor. And you ask the question, is Jesus really coming again? Is Jesus really concerned with coming back? Why is He waiting so long? Why is He tarrying tonight? I'm telling you, when you look at this Old Testament, He wanted to remind them year after year after year. And every 50 years, there is a time of rest coming. Amen. Here's what Peter said. Peter said that those scoffers and mockers say this. They say, where is the promise of His appearing? Is He really going to come again? Has Jesus cast us off? Hath Jesus forsaken His people? Is He really going to come again? And I'm glad, thank God, we can look to the Old Testament and we can see that the Jews had some promises. But I'm glad tonight, as a part of the church, I got some promises too. Amen. One of my favorites tonight is, He that shall come will come, and He will not tarry. I'm glad Jesus is coming again. We're living in light of eternity tonight. Amen. One of these days we'll lay these burdens down. We'll settle down and rest a little while and be face to face with the one who died for us. Oh, what a jubilee that's going to be tonight. Amen. I'm thankful for the jubilee. And I'm thankful for the reminders that the Jewish people had in the Word of God. But I'm glad tonight, I know the person tonight, amen. I'm glad I got a promise. But one of these days, I'm going to see the person. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, amen. As they're coming with a song.